About 40 fires have burned some 400,000 acres in 9 states. Firefighters report progress in containing some of those fires, including one at the so-called Icicle Complex near the resort town of Leavenworth, Washington, in the Cascade Mountains. Art Wirtz is lead fire information officer with the U.S. Forest Service for that area. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about the progress you're making.
We've made a lot of progress in the last couple of days. Weather has not been a real plus. It's not something where we're getting rain or humidity, but it also hasn't been a negative. It's not something where we've had a lot of high winds that have created erratic fire behavior. It's been fairly low in the 8 to 12 mile an hour. Our humidities have been fairly stable. And so the fire crews have been able to work towards a strategy of getting a fire line around a very large fire.
Tell me about that strategy. What exactly are they doing?
Well, the area is very, very steep, and also there's a lot of unstable, rocky soil areas there. So we're very concerned about firefighter safety. The steepness of the slopes have made it very difficult to get where you're working very close to the fire, so we've had to back off some places maybe a couple hundred yards, some places maybe even as much as a half a mile to get to areas that are safer for our firefighters to operate, to create fire line, actually dig down to mineral soil so a fire can't spread any farther. And so we're actually having to create a lot more fire line than we normally would. So it's very slow, very tedious, arduous, tough, and dirty work.
This fire is nearing the town of Leavenworth, which is a popular tourist area. Have there been any homes destroyed yet? Any people that have been injured?
No, there haven't been any injuries. In fact, there haven't been any injuries related to the general public, and we've had very few, just minor, sprained ankles of firefighters. So we've been very lucky that way, and we've had no structures that have been lost at all, even though some of the fire intensity was pretty significant and very close to some of the houses.
How close does it come?
It got close enough that we had one van that the fire burned, and yesterday we were having some folks taking pictures where the metal, the aluminum in that melted and kind of flowed out across the ground. It was so hot that when it burned the van.
I take it people have been evacuated from their homes?
Yes, we've had 68 homes evacuated, and there's really no estimate now of when these folks will be back in. There's no imminent threat to any of the structures that have been evacuated. But because there's limited access, particularly road access, for a lot of our fire engines and crews coming in and coming out, the people have remained evacuated out of their houses so that the crews can efficiently go in and out. And until we get a little bit more containment on this fire, we want to make sure these crews can safely get in and out, and they won't be obstructed by anybody else in the area.
Hmm. You've been out there. Can you describe a bit what the fire looks like?
It's some of the days it's very smoky, so it's very difficult to see very much fire. There's a pretty good cloud probably in the afternoon where it's building of smoke. Very dense smoke coming off the fire. Once in a while, you'll see a few trees burst into flames and go to the top. It's not something where you'd be looking at it and just see a big wall of flame on there. There's just a lot of smoke on there. And we've tried to use infrared photography at night with aircraft that would be flying over, because the infrared is able to detect heat, and we're able to track the spread and intensity of the fire. The last couple of nights when we've used it, there's been enough clouds that it's not been as effective. We're hoping tonight that it'll be a very effective tool as far as not only mapping the outside edge of the fire, but also the intensity, the high-intensity levels that are still left in the fire.
Well, thank you very much, and stay safe out there.
We'll try.
Thanks. Art Wirtz is fire information officer with the U.S. Forest Service at the Icicle Fire Complex near Leavenworth, Washington.